Hi, this is Bill Satterly, welcoming you back to the second hour of tonight's Feeling of Jazz. As I indicated earlier, I'm doing this solo tonight because Kent couldn't be here. I'm going to start out the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz with the Cal Jader on Vibes, backed up by a big orchestra, but they must be all studio musicians because I don't recognize any of their names. And it's from a CD entitled Cal Jader Sounds Out Burt Bacharach. The name of the tune we're going to play is Walk On By. Cal Jader and Walk On By, and he has a way of playing the vibes when he's just playing straight ahead jazz that is probably one of my favorite vibe players, and especially for late night jazz. I'm now going to go to a trio sound of someone who we normally think of as a singer but as a great piano player, Nat King Cole. And it's from a Blue Note CD entitled Blue Piano Volume 1, featuring several different artists, but this one is How High the Moon, played by Nat King Cole on piano, Oscar Moore on guitar, and Johnny Miller bass. Thank you. the tasty sound of Ha Ha the Moon, played by the Nat King Cole Trio. I'm going to now go to a much bigger group. It's called Jazz in July, live at the 90th Street Y. It's featuring Dick Hyman as a musical director. The album is The Kingdom of Swing and a Republic of Ubop Shabam, and I'm not sure where they came up with that kind of a title. But the tune I'm going to play is When Your Lover Is Gone, and it features Derek Smith on piano, Butchie Miles, who was a bassy drummer for a long time, on drums, Milt Hinton bass, Warren Vacher cornet, Buddy Tate tenor, Herbie Green on trombone, and Joe Wilder trumpet, doing a tune entitled When Your Lover Has Gone. Thank you. Obviously, that was live also. It was When Your Lover Is Gone by the Kingdom of Swing. I'm going to go to the vocalist now of Nancy Wilson from a CD that is entitled Nancy Wilson But Beautiful. It's on the Capitol label. It features her in vocal, Hank Jones piano, Ron Carter bass, Grady Tate drums, and Gene Burton-Selly on guitar doing a tune entitled Prelude to a Kiss.
Like a flower crying for the dew. That was my heart serenading you, my prelude to a kiss. If you hear a song that grows from my tender, sentimental woes, that was my heart trying to compose a prelude to a kiss. Though it's just a simple nothing fancy, nothing much, you could turn it to a symphony, a Schubert tune with a Gershwin touch. A prelude to a kiss, a prelude to a kiss.
That's Nancy Wilson doing an Ellington tune, Prelude to a Kiss. I believe she's from Pittsburgh. I'm now going to go to the Hammond B3 organ group of Joey DeFrancesco on Hammond B3, Houston Person on tenor, Marvin Sparks on guitar, and Brian Landham on drums doing a tune entitled I Get a Kick Out of You, which is from a CD Joey DeFrancesco plays Sinatra His Way. I Get a Kick Out of You, featuring Joe DeFrancesco. I'm now going to go to the piano sound of Michel Legrand from a CD entitled Michel Plays Legrand. He's backed up by a bigger group, and the tune he's going to play is Little Boy Lost. Michel Legrand playing Little Boy Lost. I'm now going to go to the big band sound of Stan Kenton on a Capitol CD just entitled The Best of Stan Kenton. And Kenton recorded with Capitol from 1943 to 1961. And it really was the kind of feeding ground for many of the artists that we play on this particular CD: Art Pepper, Bud Shank, Kay Winding, Frank Rossellino, Maynard Ferguson, just to name a few. They're going to do a tune entitled Laura. Played by the big band of Stan Kenton. And in those days with the big bands, they either had a lead vocalist or, like Glenn Miller would have Tex Beneke in the Modern Airs, Mel Torme would have the Meltones, but often, quite like this song, the whole band would sing. So nice rendition of a beautiful song. I'm now going to go to the classic sound of Miles Davis when he was kind of early in his career, from a tune entitled Miles Plays Classic Ballads, and it features Miles on trumpet, John Coltrane, Bill Evans, Herbie Hancock, Wayne Shorter, and Cannonball Adderley, doing a tune entitled All of You. Thank you.
Thank you.
was Miles Davis playing All of You, and all of the liner notes are very slim. They refer to either Bill Evans or Herbie Hancock on piano, but sounded like Red Garland to me. This is to remind you that you're listening to The Feeling of Jazz. You can find us on the web at thefeelingofjazz.org or email us at thefeelingofjazz@yahoo.com or listen to us Sunday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. Central Time on 89.1 FM or online at thelakeshorefm.com. I'm going to go to the guitar sound of Barney Kessel. He's backed up by on guitar, obviously, Harry Sweets Edison on trumpet, Bill Perkins tenor, Jimmy Rawls piano, Al Hendrickson on rhythm guitar, Red Mitchell bass, Shelly Man drums, doing a tune entitled Contemporary Blues. Thank you. Barney Kessel from the album To Swing or Not to Swing, which is volume 3. There are about 4 of these out. And that was Contemporary Blues. I'm now going to do another vocal with Annie Ross and Zoot Sims, for a tune entitled I'm Just a Lucky So-and-So, and it features her in vocals. And she used to be with the group Hendrix and Ross. Features Bill Perkins on tenor sax, Russ Freeman piano, Money Budwig bass, Mel Lewis drums. I'm Just a Lucky So-and-So.
As I walk down the street, seems everyone I meet gives me a friendly hello. I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so. The birds in every tree are also neighborly. They sing wherever I go. I guess I'm just a lucky so and so. If you should ask me the amount that's in my bank account, well, I'd have to admit that I'm slipping. Ooh, but that don't worry me, 'cause confidentially I've a dream that's really a pippin'. And when the day is through, each night I hurry to a home where love waits, I know. Comes right down to it, I guess I'm just a lucky so and so.
So-and-so.
guess I'm just lucky. So
that was Annie Ross doing I'm Just a Lucky So-and-So, and I'm going to close out the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz, but before I do, I want to thank you all for listening and invite you to join us again next week for 2 hours of mainstream jazz. I'm going to finish the hour with a tune entitled September in the Rain, which features Matt Matthews on accordion. You don't hear too many jazz accordions. Joe Puma guitar, Julius Watkins French horn, Oscar Pettiford bass, and Kenny Clark drums. September in the Rain. Ha ha ha!